This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Kazakhstan today is mourning those who died in the crash of a Beck Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty, after hitting a concrete barrier and a building. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 50 others injured. Many are said to be in critical condition. More from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Officials say the plane had 98 people on board when it crashed in Almaty. Kazakhstan's deputy prime minister says investigators are looking into two possibilities for the cause, pilot error or technical failure. He says the plane's tail hit the runway twice, indicating it struggled to take off. A survivor says the plane started shaking less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
That was AP's Mike Hempen. The ill-fated plane was described as a 23-year-old turbojet, last recertified to operate in May. Beck Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when tragedy struck. Aviation expert Mike Vivian suggests weather could have been a factor.
This airport is known for icing conditions, severe icing and fog and mist. And indeed, on this occasion, the temperature was very low. It was minus 12. Although the sky was relatively clear, there was some fog and mist, smoke and mist.
A search is underway for a missing helicopter with seven people aboard off Hawaii. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The Coast Guard says efforts are being made to locate a tour helicopter that disappeared last night in Hawaii. The aircraft's owner is said to have alerted authorities about 45 minutes after it was due back from a tour of Kauai's Napali coast. The helicopter has an electronic locator, but so far, no signals have been received. Two of the six passengers are believed to be minors. I'm Matt Small.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's defense ministry has announced it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That was Zachary Goldman of Reuters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring a huge victory after winning a leadership primary that ensures he will lead his right-wing Likud party into a March general election. This despite facing a corruption indictment and his third round of balloting in just 12 months. Netanyahu scored more than 70% of the primary vote against his rival Gideon Saar. Most Israeli media commentators had predicted a Netanyahu win, but its convincing margin made banner headlines. Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says at Libya's request he will send troops to Tripoli. Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy reports on Erdogan's plan.
He will present legislation to Parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognized government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The Government of National Accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters reporting. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office by police officers who then searched the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. Navalny's spokeswoman said the Kremlin critic was forcibly detained and led away. No official word on why. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people. This as masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant trade. The holiday is usually marked by commercial activity with tourists and others strolling on both sides of the scenic Victoria Harbor in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. This year, Christmas in Hong Kong has been far different, filled with tension. Police have used tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray against protesters, beating and arresting many of them. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.